Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
Now, this is the pitch I like. This is the kind of pitch I like.
That makes Tom shit in a good way.
You're going to be happy to know these are solid
great.
Shits now. No blood in these ones.
Welcome to Pitch Please. My name's Alex. I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggybox.
Hello.
Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
Hello.
Thomas, the ideas engine.
Why am I always last?
You're not, as a guest.
Because you're the most important.
Oh.
Also starring.
And also, we have a guest. That guest. Tom, do you want to introduce the guest?
I just heard a weird noise in the background there.
What was that noise,
what,
Tom?
Clearing
my throat.
Was that... What? Oh my God, it's
Tom
you
Jones.
Might have heard him at, you might have heard him at the very start of the podcast saying, pickaxe. There he is. It's Daff.
Hello, I thought you were never going to introduce me. Oh.
Well, hi.
Hi, Daff.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Who are
thank
you?
Thank you for having me. Who am I? I ask myself that same question every day. I am a young Welsh hunk who likes games.
It's a podcast, so you can say how you look and everyone will believe you.
Yeah. Well, I'm rugged and strong. No, I like games and I work for the Yogscast. I'm the office manager and social media manager and a very young content creator.
Very young, very fresh.
Very young.
As
very
in the channel's young. The channel's young and right.
Oh my God, he's dripping with
That's
enthusiasm.
We've got you. You're like hot news, right?
Yeah.
We've got you before you get massive.
Well, I've wanted to come for ages.
We have to pay you to come on the show.
No, Chris would buoy me off. Yeah, I'd be like, can I come on this time? And Chris would be like, no, you can't. And then as soon as I start doing okay, then he's like, damn,
you're literally nobody now. Oh, hey.
You've got to remember, it's a you scratch our back situation. We don't scratch yours back. We haven't got anything to give, but we'll take those back scratches.
That's fine, yeah. How inappropriate do things get? Like, if I said something about hypothetically, like giving you a reach around, is that okay? Or is that something we...
A game mechanic?
Well, you've done it. You've just done it.
Yeah, it's not hypothetical. You've just set the tone, to be honest.
Well, I know. You can say no.
Is it in VR?
Well, it's...
You can sort it out in post.
Wait, is this the idea? Are we into the idea already?
Yeah.
It's reach around VR. Okay, look. The one thing...
I'm out.
I'm in. The one rule that we have people on, not naming any names, we've all done this as well. Well, as in Tom and I, who've come up with ideas as well. Basically, when the game ends up being, okay, it's this game that currently exists, but in space. If it's Dota, but everyone is
Dota, but with different
Pokemon
characters.
Instead.
yeah, Dota, but Pokemon.
Well, first of all, that exists.
Let me get me in trouble.
Tom is going to be furious.
I'm going to shit.
Just shit.
So, like...
That's it. Yeah, nothing more. There's no threat to you. It's more a threat to myself.
Honestly, curious
just
to see
not
that.
To shit.
I would kind of like to see that.
Yeah, no, people don't want to hear it. It's loud.
Can you share your... can you share your pitch, please, before Tom...
Shit
himself.
Have you heard of the game the hot MOBA
strong
Dota?
Start.
The hot MOBA Dota. Okay, Dota.
Oh God.
Okay, now hear me. No, it's can I tell you the name, or are we going to figure that out? Because I've already got a name in.
If you have
my
one, let's set the scene for you. We're in an elevator. We're going up just one floor. You have that much time to just drop your first boom. What's your idea? And then we'll go from there and see what you think.
Doors closed.
I'm a bit of a maverick, and I would like to say, so I said to Chris once, it was about 2 years ago, and I pitched a load of ideas to him before pitching.
Sorry, this is my floor.
I pitched a load of ideas.
Who are you?
Great start. I pitched a load of ideas to Chris, and he poo-pooed every single one, like horribly as well. Chris, like, no, that's crap. That's awful.
Oh, well, that's great, because we all quite often disagree with Chris. So maybe we should just hear all of your ideas that he shit on.
Can I say one thing? I don't know if James gets, if you get this a lot, James, but as soon as you mention to someone that you make video games, that's all you fucking hear is, oh, I've got an idea. And it's usually something that either already exists so they haven't played it, or it's just insane. So,
Chris?
I know we've made a whole fucking
I'm
podcast off of this.
I'm astonished that you are on this podcast, given your reaction to people pitching games to you.
That so, makes sense now. This is why he's so angry all the time.
People who at least play games. Normally, someone once pitched me this, like, basically Second Life, but in VR, realistic prison. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then you start mentioning NFTs, and I was like, just leave.
Where'd the prison come from?
Poor fucking Daff. He's just sitting there politely.
Sorry, Daff.
No, it's fine.
No,
it's fine. Slow elevator, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bus.
It's very slow. Which way? Just
fine. This is the one idea that he didn't absolutely hate. That he didn't say that shit. He just went, mm. It was like a little bit of a grunt.
Oh, he knows.
It's a little bit of a grunt.
No, this can I guess the name of the game?
No, I want to do the big reveal. No, go on.
Let him do it.
Okay, sorry, yeah, I'll let you.
Okay.
Go on.
The name is Small Town Copper. Okay.
Small Town Copper. Okay. Small town.
Chris mimed that as I said it.
He did, yeah. Which is great podcasting, Chris. Well done.
Small Town Copper. Okay. Now, it is. Now, this is the only note I've got down. Yeah. And it's Stardew-esque.
Oh, that was three words.
A Stardew-esque game. Okay. And then I was like, no, I don't need to write
fuck's
down.
Sake.
Okay. No. It's not like that. It's not a ripoff. But now, you are a fresh, young, new policeman in rural England, okay, you're new, and you're in this new town where everything's nice, very hot fuzzy, like greater good. Well, not greater good yet, but it's like small town, and you go into to the police station, and it's kind of like Stardew, but you don't have energy. You have like social, and you have fun, and you have hunger and drink. So you need to manage your day with making sure you chat to people. And there are like little mini games, and you can go to the shooting range. And you have to go into work. You have to get there on time every day and check in. And you get given these cases, these small cases, and it's just like that's like your bread and butter admin, like in Stardew when you're watering your plants and your crops and stuff. You're doing these little, so like detectives, little bit of LA Noir-esque to it, where you have to figure out what's going on, like little clues. Some of them are just stupid. There'll be a lot of Hot Fuzz references, like swans. You can buy cornettos from the shop, but you have to go in and every once in a while then they're like really stupid cases, but there's like a really grim undertone, because whenever there's like an actual case, like a murder, then you do stuff and you find out little snippets of the story, and it's really charming and colourful, Stardew-esque looking, but the chief will be like, oh, I'll cover it from here. I'll cover it from here. Don't worry. And then it gets like buried.
Oh.
It's like it'll be a really captivating. It'll be like really witty writing, but
give us one of the lines.
Give us one of the lines. Any luck catching them swans?
Right. Yeah. No. That's great. That's
that is
gold.
Witty.
It's just the one swan.
Where
actually,
have I heard that.
But, okay. But, and then this is another mechanic as well. Then so just the one swan. Actually, nice. So another mechanic is that when you first start, you lose a lot of your day from detective school. So 6 hours of the day is, and it could be a mini game, but as you get a better detective and as you level up, you get more of the day, because the detective school is shorter and shorter and shorter. So, you know,
that's how uni works.
But as you get more experience, you have more time, you can do more with your day. And there are some cool perks.
Okay.
You unlock like a gun, a weapon, a police car. So at the start, you're just cycling everywhere, but then you unlock a car, maybe even a horse.
Which order is that?
Car, and then the end game is the horse.
Right, okay. Sure.
Well, the horse, you can go across more terrain, right? The car, you're just limited to the road.
They are.
Yeah. I mean, the horse.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fields in rural England, right? Is this Wales or is this rural?
No, it's rural. England,
or is it just?
It's called Jebsville.
Jebsville.
Yeah, sure. I literally just Jebsville. Pulled that out of my head. But
that's good. It's gold.
What's the name of the officer? Who you're playing? Or just you?
It can't be Angel, but it'll be something similar.
Devil.
Angle.
Could be Angle, yeah. Could be Angler.
Okay, you were talking about the things that, like, sorry, before we get onto everyone's reactions, I just wanted to, like, break apart the day that you were saying, like, so you go to cop school, you might not have enough time to do other stuff in the day. What are those other things that you're doing?
Well, you have to, so you're going to have a quota. You're going to have a quota and you get graded after every week. And the better you do, the more XP that you have that you can spend on perks. And so the cop school is literally, so you have to check in at 9 and you finish your working day at 6. But half of the day when you're a noob is in this cop school, which will literally essentially be a lock on time. So
now, are you playing through this time, or is it literally just like cop school, fast forward until you're out of cop school?
So you could. There could be some kind of mini game. I don't think it's super necessary. I think that is just a way of having like a natural progression.
More time,
yeah. So it's not energy. It's not energy. And like, still, you could be trying to crack on some cases because you spent time pissing around. But if you're not, if you're neglecting yourself and you're not eating and you're not chatting to people, going to the bars, then
okay. So
your Sims yeah. bars are going to get lower, and then you're going to like there are going to be penalties. So like, oh, you're tired. Right. You're a lot slower.
Okay. Now, can you give us just one of the hit cases from this game? And I want to stress this: it's not stolen from Hot Fuzz.
okay, all right. So one of the cases, one of the many cases. Which one of the many?
Yeah, yeah. Just
one of the one many. Of the many. Oh, so much to choose from.
He's stolen.
You did show us the page of your notebook and I saw only 3 words, but if you could just flip to another page that has all the cases written down, then you can tell us just one of the many. I want to know. Yeah, that sounds great.
There is red writing all over the walls in the town.
I can't believe it.
In French.
Oh my God.
In French?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
You have to follow them. You have to follow them. They say c'est la vie. You have to follow them, and it leads you to the forest. And I'm not going to ruin it for you, but...
It leads you to the forest.
Let's just say...
Why?
You're going to have to play it to find out.
Well, what's this case called?
The case? C'est la vie.
Right, okay, but before we get too far, I want to get everyone's like immediate react, because I think we've all right, like, he's actually explained quite a bit of the game here, so I think what's everyone's immediate reaction to this? How's everyone
Chris, you've heard this before, so what
I would like to clarify that when he first told me this 2 years ago, it was literally probably what he's got written down are those 3 words, so okay. I'm immediately much more impressed with where it's at. Most of it maybe off the cuff, as he was saying it. But I mean, yeah, I do like the lock off bit, and it gets shorter and shorter as you progress and go up. That gives you more time, which maybe there are time sensitive cases. And it's a bit of, you know, management, whether you're trying to, you've got some really quick, like petty crimes you could solve, which could give you some XP, or there's like a longer, like overarching one. But obviously, if you're taking time out of that to do those, then you're running out of time to do that one. But maybe doing one of those, you might get a clue, you know, for something about it.
Going to the
pub and socializing, you might hear rumors. Maybe you buy someone a drink, or you buy them a couple of drinks, and you know, and they start talking.
Who's that stranger in the corner?
Exactly. Viggo Mortensen is in it.
You can search people as well. You can stop.
There's a database. Oh, right. Oh, it's just...
yeah.
You can frisk him. Some, like, drugs and
you can profile these pixel art pictures.
James, what's your immediate feelings on this?
So, aside from the Stardew stuff, I'm getting kind of like Persona 5 vibes, like the school element where you maybe have your different
skills. Could you explain Persona 5? Because
How do I describe it? You know, you've got your overworld stuff, but then you've also got timed elements that happen throughout the day, one of which is going to school. And you'll sit through kind of a very scripted, like, okay, today's classes, they'll tell you a bunch of stuff. You've got to kind of try and remember it, and then you get tested at the end. But the more sort of questions you get right, the more you bump up your stats for certain skills like intelligence or charisma or strength or whatever. So does that kind of factor into this idea? Do we actually have cop school where you actually train your copper to have certain skills which then pay off later in the game when you're trying to investigate a crime, for example? You might have, well, I'm the strength cop, so I just go and bust the door down and have a rummage around. Or I'm the intelligence cop, so I've got my clues and I can kind of get extra dialogue or something. Is there something here? Oh, also, how ominous is this game, Dav? Are you thinking it's more like just kind of fun and like there's red writing on all the wall, you think it's blood or whatever, and it's just some kid mucking about? Like, what's the tone that you're going for?
There's just really, even though it's really colourful and really really witty, extremely witty, I can't stress that enough, how witty this game is, there are just grim undertones all the time. There's just it's great, but there's something not quite, almost like Midsommar. There's always like a hint of there's something deeper.
So, you know, you get like the Celavi quests. What is it? Is it blood or is it paint? Like, where does it lead to? It's in like, it leads to the forest. Who's doing it? Oh, it's just a little boy having a prank. But then the next day, the little boy goes missing. Yeah. And then the police chief is like, there was never a little boy to begin with. Don't worry about it. Our family doesn't exist anymore. The house, the family home.
The entire family's gone.
I don't know. This is just, I'm just, you know, I'm spitballing.
I feel like you're really getting it.
So what about the school then? So how do you envision the school then? Is that very much kind of like what I said, or are you thinking of something else? Like do you even participate, or is it just, I've done school, 5 hours has passed.
You could do. I'm really keen to have a perk system and kind of almost like Fallout 3-esque perks. So you have like the, do you remember you had like the lady killer or the, where you
that won't be in the game.
That won't be in the game.
No, lady killer won't be in there. I don't think that will fit for some
lady
reason.
Solver.
You have perks where, or you have charisma perks where you get more information out of people. And, you know, it is going to be quite L.A. Noir-y where you make judgment calls. So if you really pay attention, but if you're like, you can actually come up with a good, you can accuse someone and it'll probably be right. Or if you want to rush it, you can just be like, oh, it was this person and it's wrong and you get penalized. You don't get much XP for it.
I played a game, or I'm playing a game at the moment, actually, which was part of Tiny Teams called Black Book. And the way it's quite different to this, but it's kind of like an adventure / deck builder, kind of almost Slay the Spire-ish. But basically you play as a small town witch, like hundreds of years ago in, I can't remember where it is. Like it's a rural kind of Eastern European country. And you play as a little, like a young woman who becomes a witch, and you have a book, and you have to go around helping people around the village. Like, they'll come to you with their problems. They're like, there's a little demon.
Isn't this Boba's idea? Okay.
it's a lot, it's darker than that. Like, it's, and there are cards involved. And,
damn it, I didn't mention deck building for Boba's idea. I knew I should have done.
That's one that slipped away.
Slipped away.
But yeah, so these town folk come to you with problems, and they'll be like, oh, you know, there's a little demon in my house. You have to get rid of it. And you have to go and identify the demon. and figure out how to deal with it. And the way that you do a lot of these things is it punishes you or rewards you based on your knowledge of the lore. So you can talk to various characters and learn more about the history of being a witch and the history of the area and all that kind of stuff. And that will then help you identify the kind of enemy that you're facing. And there will literally be, there'll be dialogue options of like, something will pop up and it will be like, oh, the reason that this creature is in your, like is attacking you is actually because you didn't invite them into your house and you're supposed to invite these creatures in and then they'll be happy.
Okay.
And you only know that if you've actually, if you've genuinely like read the lore or spoken to the characters. And so there's a kind of like, there's like a time invested thing, which kind of it encourages you to become part of the world a lot more, to like dive deeper into it rather than just like, you know, casually click around.
Right.
I really liked that element of it because it kind of forced me to, it's quite divisive, but I think it forces you to pay attention to playing the game. And if you do, it rewards you for it.
So in this case, you want to speak to a load of people in the pub and they'll say, oh, if you want to invite the killer in, just put some garlic around the door. He'll come on in.
You got exactly.
It. That's it. Yeah,
you got it.
That's the mission right after Celavu.
I mean, you could do a route to that where, you know, the school talks about a lot of cold cases and, you know, stuff that's happened in the past, and then maybe stuff starts happening around you that has, you know, is reminiscent of some of those cases. So you've got to remember, like, oh, we just did a lesson yesterday about the red squiggly writing guy, that was such and such his father. Oh, I wonder if his son, and then it leads you to go to their son and like question them or, you know, their kids or whatever.
Yeah, but only if you've read the archives, only if you've kind of
if you just want to skip through school, maybe it's actually a bigger question about if you just want to coast through school and life, you're going to fail. I don't know. But
I feel like you're loving the school idea, James. I feel like you're all behind the school idea, which is great.
I don't know, maybe that's the most interesting part of like your training to be a cop. You are a rookie cop, and the choices that you make throughout that define the copper that you become, and then you apply those skills to solving cases. That sounds quite fun.
I really like the cop element of this.
And so with that, then you have reputation. So the way that a case works is you can get the case. There's probably like a minimum that you need to do for the case. So speak to one person, actually go to the lead.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just you can finish a case as soon as you want because you've got a quota. If you're like, oh my God, I've done nothing, and you just have to rush through and hit and hope. So you can be like, I think it was this person. I think it was this person. Or they'll give you like a bunch of choices. And then if you get it wrong, you can get penalized and then your reputation goes down. People are less friendly to you. Like it's harder to get information out of people. Kind of like the sex appeal in GTA San Andreas. So right, CJ's sex appeal goes up, but that with your reputation.
Okay. You get more information if you are just generally a nicer person and not just kicking every door in.
And a good detective. So yeah, you do, but if you aren't, you can just rush it and you can just guess and hit and hope.
Okay. And also you have to read a lot in the school, in the pub, all the dialogue. There's a lot of reading
just
in
hundreds
this
of
to get
pages of,
hundreds what, and hundreds
should
of pages.
Should it be voiced?
It's very witty though. It's very witty, guys. It's fine.
So I think you're all underestimating the level of wit in this game.
Yeah.
Coined to write this?
What me?
It's a wit a minute.
What's the wittiest game you can think of?
If we're talking like police games, I think Disco Elysium.
Disco Elysium,
witty,
yeah.
Right?
Disco Elysium. This is going
to be up there.
This is going to shit all over Disco Elysium. Right?
Now, this is the pitch I like. This is the kind of pitch I like where they come in with confidence. They say, you know, this huge, very successful, incredibly well-written and well-rounded game, Disco Elysium. Shit. I love that.
That makes Tom shit in a good way.
You're going to be happy to know these are solid shits now. And that's a good sign. No blood in these ones.
That's always good. That's great.
Yeah.
It feels, I'm a little bit like, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm very impressed by how well prepared you have arrived. I didn't expect you to be, but usually a lot of our guests haven't thought of the game this much. I think the last time was probably the first time we had Matthew Castle on, and he'd thought about the game and mechanics and the beginning to an end. And like, I think there's quite a lot for us to talk through here. It feels kind of like you already have the game in your head already.
I think you definitely need to have like an evidence book, kind of like the journal-esque kind of thing, where you, if things are said that are linked, they appear in the book. And then maybe you have, or at home, you have the wall with the classic, like, you know, red string tied up. But you have to, like, you have to link things. So you get the key things. You're like, how do these things link? And as you if there is an overarching, like, big storyline, that's where that should be, like, the main wall. And as you fill it, it's a visual representation of your progression through that. And you link
but
things.
But in pixel art, on a very small wall, right?
Yeah, pixel art could be full screen.
I think
it should just be a very small tile on the wall.
Right. And you just
I'm seeing it more like
you can't see any of the details.
Third person, like GTA, like LA Noire. Yeah. That's how I would want to see it, I think.
The fact that you've come in saying rural England, I've got like Untitled Goose Game style in my head. But that is completely at odds with the completely gloomy.
No, that makes it better.
No, you reckon it doesn't? It doesn't look
like
gloomy,
a decapitation would look fun in that.
Mm. Yeah,
well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, hang on. Are there? Sorry, just before we continue, are there any decapitation cases?
Yeah,
there
too many to even. Too many even.
It's
even
the
mention.
Small boy. They find his head.
But this
Jesus
is another,
Christ!
It's going to be is so witty. But there's also going to be a Most Wanted, and there's going to be little pictures of people, and you're just randomly going to come across them, and you can just arrest them.
How many people are in this small town?
A big chunk, 200
people. A sizable chunk of people are in this small town.
Not all of it.
What, is it like a? Is it a hamlet, or is it like it's an actual town?
It's a town. Yeah, it's a town.
It's
thousands.
Do you have a town that you know of that you could say that would give us a good idea?
Yeah.
Portishead.
Perfect. Now, just real quick. Just
are you
going to
find out the population of Portishead?
Yes,
I was asking how big the map is. Like, is it like Stardew Valley? Is it like bigger than that? Obviously, you said a forest. Like, how big is that? Because if you want to hide things away, obviously, you might need to have, you know, quite a big zone.
It's going to be bigger than Stardew. It's going to be bigger than Stardew.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was going to say, so are you planning on having every person that you encounter have unique dialogue and information for each case?
So unique, well, not for every case, but there's going to be multiple people that you can speak to that's going to give you more information. Now, I'd like it to all be
25,000 people in Portishead.
So maybe not 25,000, but you know, it's in the game. Bigger than twice the size of Stardew, maybe even bigger. But I think there'll be definitely be voice acting. It's another niche is there's going to be a full Welsh version as well, full Welsh language version.
Of course, with all the signs will be in both languages. Of course,
I think it should be in Wales. Like, why? Like that to me feels like Wales has way more beautiful rural areas than anywhere around here does.
We could have
surely
Welsh language. We could have Welsh language then. We could have Welsh signs.
And it makes
and stuff,
the Welsh
then.
Language work. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
People, like all the NPCs wandering around that you don't talk to normally could just talk to each other in Welsh.
It would make it a lot more charming as well, where if there's voice acting and it's like, hello, my name is Geraint. You know, it's quite disarming, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like, especially when you're asking someone about a murder and you have this,
you
like, really
about my
shipper.
Accent, Chris.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I didn't do my preparation line.
Oh, yeah.
And what is your Welsh preparation line?
I'm from the Valleys.
Oh, right, okay.
And then you can go
into
it. Is
that any good, Dav?
Yeah.
It's good. What you want to say is but, okay? Right, but?
Yeah, right, but?
That's all you need to say.
Just like real quick, because I'm interested here, and I know I'm on the knife edge of being offensive here. This is the one that Chris liked. I would like a litmus test, if possible. Can you give us one of the ones he didn't like? One of the ideas he didn't like?
Give you a few. Dog grooming VR simulator. You go in and they give you pictures of the dogs and you have to shave into the hair style.
That's good.
I like
it. That's fine.
I like it. Chris,
coming to the DSI.
I like that. I just want to put that out there. I like that.
XCOM in space, cave blade style. Cave Blazers style. No, as in, sorry, not XCOM. Cave Blazers in space with an XCOM with a person. So you don't die. One of your people that you train up dies.
Oh, that's called Into the Breach.
It'll be better. It'll be more witty than Into the Breach.
No, it'll be wittier.
Don't give away too many because you might come back on and then you won't have any ideas left.
Reach around some winter. We need to...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, reach around in VR.
Chris loved that. Chris loved that one. He wanted sketches. He wanted my sketches.
Well, I said that's what the little rings on the controllers are for.
That's true. Wait.
All right.
What?
Before we go on, I want to kind of lock down how are people seeing this in their heads? Because we've talked about, like, initially there was the Stardew thing, which obviously people think pixel art. When we started talking about pixel art, Dav looked like he was shaking his head. I think it should be kind of L.A. Noir, GTA style, third person.
When I said I was having clean and solid stools earlier, there was some lies there. There is some blood and it's not too well put together. It's not holding together too well because I can't help but imagine...
the cream egg.
This is Hot Fuzz, the mobile game.
Hot Fuzz, the mobile game?
That's all I'm thinking at the moment.
It's not going to be a mobile. Expansive. I'd love to have like third person LA Noir style, but I'm just thinking of limitations, you know, now, the Dav Studios.
If let's say we had the resources to make it LA Noir style, can you tell me how this is not LA Noir?
It wouldn't be anyway. I think it needs to be more remarkable.
Obviously
it needs
wittier.
To be more unique. Ooh. So I think something like Untitled Goose Game, something similar to that, but with its own kind of niche. So that kind of style, but with different colours.
I was going to say that I think, yes, Untitled Goose Game, because the charm of it really helps offset the like the deep, dark undertones. Like, if you're like, oh, this is a very quaint, and then all of a sudden, you know, old woman impaled on fence, you're like, oh, wasn't expecting that.
But I feel like the problem
factor.
With it
hits different.
That, like, view for me is, you know, the kind of top-down view is that, like, if you're, this is a nice, like, quaint, like, idyllic, Welsh town, you're not going to see any of these beautiful vistas because you're just looking down all the time. But you're not going to see much, right? You're just going to see the floor.
Goose Game style, Valheim camera and play.
Valheim, okay. And play style.
Well, you know, not with the axes in the Norse mythology.
Do you just third person?
You have like some little viewpoints or something.
Third person would have been easier to say.
If you keep the entitled Goose Game perspective, you could just have some areas that you go that then change the camera angle and you can have the vista and the nice view.
Okay. Right, yeah, like little cutscenes or little almost like actually
like Hades does.
Like the Ascent.
Well, like the Ascent.
Yeah. When you go to these, I mean, that's incredible. The way the Ascent deals with that is like the camera is, so it's top down, but then occasionally it will move to show you a beautiful shot of the background of the city or, you know, something particularly visually interesting.
Final Fantasy 14, that kind of style. That kind of camera, and then you have the cutscenes. You have a lot of cutscenes, but obviously not as boring as Final Fantasy.
A lot of cutscenes.
Kind of in the right. style of
Final
Fantasy.
But you won't mind the cutscenes because they're so witty.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, that's a good question. Are these voiced? You said it earlier. Are these all voiced?
Yeah, they have all voiced.
All voiced.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know what cutscenes to skip in Final Fantasy if there's no voices.
Yeah,
that's a general rule of thumb for Final Fantasy. So if all of them are voiced, you're not going to know. You know, is this worthwhile?
Vital information could be said. Mm. Maybe there's a thing. Maybe there is. Maybe the cutscenes aren't cutscenes as such that they're interactive, right? So you can click on things that you think are key pieces of information. So if someone says something, you can click it and it will save it to your log. And then you can be like, okay, they
but
said
you
that.
You only get a certain amount of, especially when you're a small copper, when you're young and inexperienced, you can only hold three pieces of information in your
and
book.
You grow up.
And they get replaced.
I quite like that idea that you decide what information you think is relevant and you write that down. That could, I mean, again, you could probably screw yourself
because
over.
But that's a good thing, right? That's the whole point of being a detective. One piece of wrong information can lead you to to, you know, cascade into more pieces like of you, information.
You've got to make it so you couldn't just pick all of them, obviously. You could be like, oh, just write everything down and your book ends up like sticking out of your front pocket because it's so like big. But
intuition points or something that you could then level up over time with XP or spend. And maybe a perk is that you get one free redo or something. You can undo the one that you didn't like before.
I do like the idea of the conversation navigating style to be that you interact with the words on the screen and you choose how to use the words that show up in the conversation. Like if they say, oh, I was at this place at 6 p.m., then you hover over 6 p.m. and you're like, do I doubt that? Do I question that? Do I save that as information?
Perhaps even if you were to hover over, then you might get little tooltips, you know, like Crusader King style thing where it might reveal, say, if you have research that otherwise proves them wrong, or that just gives you, you know, like research that you have in there. So you know, okay, 6 p.m. I know this person said that they saw them here at 6 p.m. So I'm going to challenge that.
I can visually and picture that as well. Like you could almost have the dialogue box kind of look like your notepad. So it's like written out. And then if you question the 6 p.m., it like gets circled and then like you get the choices to question it with come off of it. And then you have this visual narrative that you can come back to. That's in your book then. You can go, oh, I circled that. Why did I circle that? Oh, these were my choices. And then they lead to more choices. I think that could be quite
That's brilliant.
And when you click a particular word, it fades to black and then a musical chime plays to know that you've succeeded, like Obra Dinn, but again, much wittier.
Yeah, so much wittier. So much wittier.
Yeah.
I love that.
The Obra Dinn, anything with the Obra Dinn chimes in, I'm in.
I love that. Back to that, though, with a notepad, with a dialogue. The dialogue looks like a notepad and it could even be like scribbled down and well, I don't know if they're going to be voice acted or not, but like...
It would just be a swan quack
instead of the noise. I don't know if the noise will be voice acted.
It's all Foley. It's all a cappella Foley.
And also there will be a romantic element as well where you can find yourself.
Well, it has to be. It's like a kind of a life sim, right? Yeah.
Find yourself a partner.
I guess
you make friends. You're always working. You know.
I guess the danger of being a small town cop in a game where there are hundreds of cases.
There's a lot. I was kind of thinking, some of them are procedurally generated. Your bread and butter, like
your bread. Right. Okay, in this small town, of a population of about like 30, 40 people. You said double starred you. I guess the danger is trying to find someone to marry that isn't related in any way to any case that you are trying to get through, like the one person.
Oh, but maybe
who
they
is
are, and that's
the do-good.
That's the problem. Well, I'm going to marry this person, but actually, I've suddenly I think they might have painted Celavi.
They've done it.
My God, that's canon now, Celavi. And I totally didn't just make it up on the spot. But there's going to be a lot of different endings. There's going to be loads of different endings, and I don't think that's too difficult. Okay. There'll be like seven or eight different endings.
Yeah, is that difficult, James and Chris? Is that easy to do?
I mean, if it's well written, sure, it's probably very easy to implement.
Oh, no, it's going to be very well written. But how do we have any idea of what these endings may or may not be, or indeed how we get to these endings?
Well, there's going to be, and I'm going to put it out there, there's going to be a Hot Fuzz ending, which is basically just the ending of Hot Fuzz, okay?
Okay, yeah.
That's going to be there, where they say the greater good.
That is when the film ends.
Before we get to the seven more endings, Chris is dying to say something.
I feel like we're just making the game adaptation of Midsummer Murders, the TV show. Has anyone ever seen that?
It's lighthearted. There's a lighthearted... But who's done that as well? I think that's cool.
You know me, I love a IP brand titan.
Hot Fuzz the game. That's like amazing. Like being able
Murders.
To cycle around your little tip. Yeah, but
obviously.
Hot Fuzz is basically Midsummer Murders, right?
That's true.
But
with Cornetto.
But kind of silly. Pretty silly. Mm. Yeah, and I think like just the idea of being able to like cycle around with your little bell on your first day and your little badge.
And eventually and car, then and then eventually horse.
Eventually car, and then, yeah, and then finally
then
horse.
Then hovercraft. I don't know,
and
what's
then,
next?
Well, the horse, we're going to sell horse armour as DLC for £8. which is
£8. That's a good selling point.
That's actually a reference to Oblivion. That was a legit DLC.
It's the first ever DLC.
It's like £8.
That's an incredible reference that is over 12 years old.
And Daffy, who do you think you're talking to? We know the horse armor DLC thing.
All right, okay. Okay, that's fine.
Trying to one-up us with your game knowledge. Fuck out of here.
God, I don't think James knew.
Shut up.
James.
I definitely have played Oblivion. I haven't played Oblivion.
But you have played Persona. What the fuck?
Sounds great.
So, all right, like, I feel like, I've been saying this a lot recently, but I feel like we could just talk for hours about this game because there's so much about it. But I want to kind of try and crystallize it before we come to some kind of conclusion. Tom, can you give us a rough idea of what this game is at this point based on all the shit we've been chatting the past 40 minutes?
Not really. It started as a Stardew game. Where you are a small town cop. Now it's L.A. Noir. There's a little bit of Papers, Please elements in the dialogue navigation. There are 30 to 15,000 people in this village in which you can talk to every single one. And they are voiced, but they're also not voiced.
And Welsh.
And they're Welsh. They're Welsh. There's hundreds of cases, most of which are randomly procedurally generated. You have to go to cop school, and at the start of the game, when you're a rookie cop, there's not a lot of time for cases. So the start of the game is very quick, very day by day, just bam, 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 next day, next day, next day. But as you gain skills as a policeman in a small town, you can solve bigger cases. But hang on a minute, there's some kind of plot going on in the background. Why does the chief keep hiding all these cases? What happened to the decapitated boy? He just vanished. Why is that? And his family too. Anyway, that's just one of the many cases alongside there's red paint on this statue. That's the game. But also, you're also trying to find a wife that's not connected to any case, if possible. There are, of course, thousands, and is so witty.
So my only worry here, Tom, and I think you did sum it up well, there were a couple of bits that wasn't completely right, or maybe were just suggestions. My one worry, and it's a bit of a downfall, is the game is so witty that some people so you obviously can't comprehend it because of the level of wit of the game. So, 80% of that was good, but you missed the 20% of it from just lack of understanding of the way. So that is
The thing. There were many elements of Disco Elysium that I simply did not understand. So I think if we can really heighten that even further so that I understand next to no part of this game, then I think that we're on to a winner here.
No, it was actually a good summary of that. Bar the procedural generated quest, maybe that's not. I knew I'd piss someone off by saying that.
I feel like procedurally generated quests in this instance feels to me just like bloated. Like you want every case to feel like. What was so great about L.A. Noire was that every case felt like you were like a proper case. Like and it also they all fed back into each other in certain ways, and you had that. That you would have like a case from one of your earlier desks that would lead into a murder on the homicide later on in the game, and all that stuff was awesome. Oh, Chris, sorry,
you could use that for like the petty crimes, which are like small XP like grinding, which is like, so and so's lost her thing. Can you, if you find it, bring it back to her? Like, or you know, a boy is missing. He's not really missing, but you know, he's just lost somewhere. It's a lot of lost things, basically. I don't know what other, like, you could do some, you know, light thievery. You know, Jeremy stole some jam.
Right, okay. Now, is Jeremy stole some jam one of the cases?
No, but that could be used as one of the little quests that you could choose to pick up an extra case, which might help you get some XP that you need. Like, it's, you're just trying to XP grind by solving some cases or something. Maybe you need to get a reputation boost, so you do lots of little cases just to give you a little bit because you did a case wrong and it dropped it a little bit. So you kind of have to work your way back up to where you were a little bit to get the answers that you know you're going to need in the next case.
I'm so against procedural cases in this game. I'm dying on this hill.
They don't have to be procedural.
Yeah, I'm okay, just thinking
it could
like
just be a big
I'm
pool of those cases.
procedural
doesn't really add anything to a lot of
it's
them.
It's kind of just like the in you know, Skyrim when you have those random quests, which is this is essentially like in Stardew Valley where you're watering the plants. That admin, it's that essentially just that, just like a little bit of filler, just to keep it fuller and
You
have to manage your time a bit quicker.
You're chasing a little boy on his bike, on your bike. You're both on bikes and he's stolen some bread. Yeah. And that's a case. That's a mini case.
That's it.
But
done.
Then the boy ends up being
the
friend of the friend of the boy who goes missing. So then you get to chat to him later on. And that's a lead.
And he was the murderer. And he was writing that, all the writing, in Jam. It's all linked.
Oh, shit. This is what I said saying earlier, right? You're saying that there's this dark undertone. I think it would be much better if it was just all goofy. It all seems really dark, and it's always just Jeremy writing things in Jam.
I think if it's all goofy, I think it should be... You're comfortable playing this game and it's like, oh, he stole some jam and he's writing on some statues. It's a nice, quaint little game, but there needs to be one just out of left field where it's just grisly. It's just the worst. You're uncomfortable playing it now. And then all of a sudden the case ends.
That's a shooter.
The case ends, yeah. And then all of a sudden it's back to, oh, where's my loaf of bread gone? And you're scarred. You are a broken person.
Just total
person.
Whiplash.
Yeah.
There's just a bucket of entrails
played
in this
game
the
with
town
my
centre, and you're like, well, where do these come from? Someone's been killing the sheep again.
I want it to be gross, just at really small moments.
So, Dav, I feel like this... I mean, you're probably still going to go for the darker undertone stuff, right? That's what you want out of this game. Where the game is now, are you kind of happy with like the stuff we've been talking about? How do you see it now? Like there's so much we still haven't talked about. I feel like there's a lot more that we could, but there's no time. We have to finish.
You said that about 20 minutes ago.
There's even less time now.
Okay.
is it still a dark, like a kind of a dark undertones game for you? Is that really important to hold on to?
Well, in the same way that Hot Fuzz is dark. Like Hot Fuzz is actually quite dark, isn't it? It's quite sad. Do you remember when he goes, sorry for any spoilers here, but if you haven't seen Hot Fuzz, then come on. And then there's like got the skeletons, it's like great bushy beard, and he's there, like the skeleton's there. And even though that is dark, there's literally dead bodies.
Crusty jugglers.
I remember that being a very sad part of the film. I was weeping.
Maybe it'll work well as dark, maybe it'll work well as lighter. Maybe it would be a good as a pixel game, maybe it'll be good as GTA or LA Noire style, or maybe it'd be good as Untitled Goose Game. Who knows? We kind of want to know what other people think, because there's so much of this that we haven't even talked about yet. We haven't even talked about the social element much. Like all the mechanics that
Sims
listed at the beginning of the game. We haven't even touched that stuff
yet. Sims stuff as well.
And that I think is kind of exciting, because I feel like we could talk about this a lot more, but we have to finish, unfortunately, which means that we're now passing the torch on to you, listener, to contact us and tell you what you think about this. How can they do that, Tom?
I don't know. You tell me, Chris.
It's Pitch Please Pod without the vowels.
Where?
I don't know. You tell me, James.
On Twitter.
It's... sorry. No, carry on. Sorry.
At Pitch Please Pod on Twitter.
He's done it.
Let us know what you thought of the game. Let us know what you would want to do with it. What is Small Town Coppers? Was that what it was called?
Small Town Copper.
Small Town Copper.
Great name as well. I literally think that name is brilliant.
It's witty. Yeah, what is that in Welsh? There you go.
Small Town Copper. Oh,
sounds the same. Wow, that's weird.
Trebach. Plismon Trebach. It doesn't work.
It doesn't quite have the...
It doesn't work. That's fine. We'll workshop it. Dav, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really impressed with the game you've brought us. And I kind of... I'm sorry... If we didn't expand it more, like I feel like you've put so much work into this. I hope we didn't shit over it too much.
I'm really excited
with what you've given us.
This is like my, because Chris poo-pooing on my ideas. This is like my it was all just a spite, Chris. It's like my, I'm like that's my Joker story.
I like that.
Please let us know what you would do with this idea, because I feel like there's shitloads we didn't talk about, and there's a lot more that couldn't be done with it. And I kind of just want to just play it, but it doesn't exist. So please let us know, and otherwise, we'll see you next time. But until then, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Can you say small town copper again?
Small town. Oh, plismon tre bach.